You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is eCommerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to eCommerce Radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Will Russell, the CEO of Russell Marketing, specializing in e-commerce launch marketing, which has helped hundreds of entrepreneurs validate their ideas and execute successful launches. He has been featured in Business Insider, Forbes, Cranes New York, Indiegogo, Startup Nation, and more. And his new book is Launch in 5, Take Your Idea from Light Bulb Moment to Profitable Business in Record Time. And Mr. Russell, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me, Eric.
Now, you're more than welcome. Looking forward to learning a few things from you today. So for starters, tell us, what's the number one mistake you see new entrepreneurs make, especially in e-commerce?
Oh, hands down, the number one mistake we'll see is improper validation. You know, moving forward, spending a lot of time, money, resources on a business idea, on a product idea, without actually collecting the right data to validate, hey, the market wants this solution. And not only do they want this solution, but they want it at the price point you need it to be in order to have a sustainable business. So hands down, it's going to be validation, or should I say people skipping validation, number one mistake.
And it's certainly a great place to start our conversation today. Now, how can someone implement your strategies on a limited budget? Get into some of the details there.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly why I wrote the book and recently published the book, is because to implement our system with us, with an agency like us, obviously, you know, it costs money. And there's a lot of folks, early entrepreneurs, who just don't have that kind of budget, don't have the investment to put into an agency. Instead, I wanted to give them the opportunity to implement this themselves with a recipe, essentially, which is what the book is. And in terms of budget constraints, well, the thing about the system the book talks about is really the consideration of speed. And if you want to move very, very quickly, then you absolutely can. The system facilitates a very, very quick preparation and launch period. However, it can take as long as you need it to take, and money speeds it up. So if people are on a more restricted budget, that's completely fine. It just may take a little bit longer to move through that process because they don't have as much data coming in as quickly as possible. But outside of that, you know, the processes, the tactics, even the platforms that we use, some of the tactics, some of the particular kind of copy, it gets really nitty gritty. And the book hopefully provides that overview where someone with limited budget, very limited budget, and even relatively limited time can get this book, learn the process, and move through it just like you would a recipe in the kitchen.
Hey, that sounds good to me. And I'm sure you have brought hope to those that are trying to figure out how to get things rolling. So good stuff. Now, how should entrepreneurs also be navigating their strategies during an economic downturn? And how does a recession and or global uncertainty affect the launch industry?
Oh, yeah. And it really has. I mean, the last couple of years have been particularly tough for new entrepreneurs because, I mean, for many reasons, but a big one is supply chain issues. With supply chain issues that have happened, obviously, a new entrepreneur is going to be deprioritized versus a global corporation working with manufacturers, and, you know, an entrepreneur trying to get an early production run of 500 units just isn't a priority compared to a larger company looking for 10,000 units or a 50,000 unit run. So supply chains have proved very, very difficult for entrepreneurs in actually getting prototypes, getting materials created, and being a priority in some of these factories in, you know, mostly Shenzhen or India. So that's been a big one. The second pain point we've really had recently with the economic downturn, the economic challenges that we face this year, is skepticism from the consumer, to be honest. We've, you know, people are spending money on essentials, and they're less likely to spend money on things that aren't essential. They're also less likely to spend money on riskier purchases, which often with a new brand, it's a riskier purchase. With someone like Apple, you know what you're going to get. With a new company in the space, you don't really know. So from a launch standpoint, I would say two pieces of advice for new entrepreneurs thinking of setting something up in 2023. Number one is really do your research and have your numbers clear on the manufacturing and shipping costs, and allow for some flexibility there, because they're much better than they were, but they are still changing in this post-COVID period. And then number two, if you're going to approach it from a marketing standpoint, we're thinking of how to resolve skepticism. So consider the fact that a lot of people aren't going to have a lot of disposable income this year. And so you really need to show them in your pre-launch marketing and your launch marketing that, number one, you're trustworthy, you're credible, people are not taking a big risk by supporting you, buying your product. And number two, that this is a high priority item for them. The product that you're launching solves a really important problem and should be a priority even during times when perhaps they don't have as much cash sitting around.
Certainly appreciate the insight and advice shared so far. And for what you do, we're speaking with Mr. Will Russell, the CEO of Russell Marketing, specializing in e-commerce launch marketing, which has helped hundreds of entrepreneurs validate their ideas and execute successful launches. His new book is Launch in 5. Take your idea from light bulb moment to profitable business in record time. And he's joined us here today on E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, moving ahead here, what are some of your favorite launch campaigns that you've worked on? Touch on that briefly.
Yeah, there's a couple that come to mind. I mean, lots of campaigns have pros and cons and are good for various reasons. There's a couple I think that stand out to me when I look back. The first was one called a company called Sheets and Giggles that we helped launch back in about 2018. And it wasn't a huge raise. However, Sheets and Giggles have gone on to be a phenomenal company, very successful. And that was one of our first big campaigns. So to be a part of that journey has just been a real privilege. And to see them having built on the foundation that we developed with them to go on and be so successful is just really nice. So that was Sheets and Giggles was the company, and they were launching eucalyptus sustainable bedding. Another one that does jump out was one more recently called One Clock, and that was a great campaign to be on. I mean, the founding team were fantastic, and it did very well. It raised over $1 million, that one, and it was a challenging one, but we implemented the system very well, and it was just a campaign that we were very proud to be a part of. So that was like a waking clock. It's like an alarm clock, but it wakes you up in a softer, more gentler way, and not so jarring. So they call it a waking clock. So I think, you know, there's loads of campaigns, and I'm missing out on talking about so many brilliant ones. But I think those two, Sheets and Giggles and One Clock, are ones that do stick in my mind, and ones that it was a pleasure to be a part of.
That is some good stuff right there. Really appreciate your sharing that. As we conclude, if you had one piece of advice for new entrepreneurs tuning in, what would that be?
Well, aside from the validation thing that we spoke about at the first, we'll put that aside. We've already spoken about that. The second thing I would really say as a big piece of advice is be prepared to be transparent and personal. I think more and more consumers are looking to the people behind a brand as much as they are looking at the product itself. And we see huge advantages and much better results for entrepreneurs who are willing to kind of get out there, put their face behind the name of the brand, speak to their customers, be engaged, be heavily involved in communications with those potential customers, and just be transparent and upfront. So, you know, don't hide behind a brand name, don't hide behind an anonymous email address. But instead, my advice, especially in 2023, would be get out there, be very visible, be very honest, be very personal with your prospects, and you're on a good track for potential success.
The perfect place to conclude. Mr. Russell, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today. If listeners wanted to tap into your marketing firm and your expertise, where's the best place online to get the details?
The book is available on Amazon, so you can just search for it there, or you can buy it directly from us at www.launchin5book.com, the five being the number five, launchin5book.com. And then to check out more about the launch marketing company that I have, URL for that is russellmarketing.co. So you feel free to take a peek at that and see some of the projects that we're working on. And if anyone has any questions for me directly, I always welcome them. So my email address is will@russellmarketing.co.
And of course, certainly appreciate those links. That'll help get folks in the right place. Again, Mr. Russell, all the best. And thanks for joining us here today on eCommerce Radio.
You too. Thanks so much, Eric. Bye-bye.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Will Russell, the CEO of Russell Marketing, specializing in e-commerce launch marketing, which has helped hundreds of entrepreneurs validate their ideas and execute successful launches. His new book is Launchin' 5. Take your idea from light bulb moment to profitable business in record time. And for all the details, visit either launchin5book.com or russellmarketing.co. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to eCommerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.